Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We're now going to discuss different forms of Tumat Yodayim. The concept that one's hands are Tumay, even though his body is Torah, is a Tumah Derabbanan. Because Midoraita, if a person becomes Tumay, his entire body becomes Tumay. There are goes in certain situations to Mutama's hands. Generally, one's hands, when they become Tumay by themselves, as a result of one of these Takonos Kachomim, the status of the hands are Shnios. They are considered shaming the Tumah, and they're only Mutama's Truma. We're going to see that certain opinions that under certain circumstances the hands can be a region of the Tumah, in which case it will be Matama, even regular food, chulin, and make it into a shame of the Tumah. Amachnis Yodov Levayit Amanuga. He put his hands in a house that had the ras. Yodov Tchilas Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says his hands have the status of a region of the Tumah because it's a Gzera. Maybe he will walk into this house, and if he walks into this house, his whole body becomes a region of the Tumah. No, since this is only a takona of Tumat Yodayim, all Tumat Yodayim is the hands of the status of Shein of the Tumah. Kol ha-metan begodim b'shat magoyim. Metan is Yodayim l'yuskhila. There's a lot of certain types of Tumas. If a person touches them, not only is he tummy, but his garments are tummy. Midoraita, if a person touches this person, the second person is tar. Even so, they made Xeyr to Mevetana, the hands of the person touching this person. And according to Rabbi Akiva, his hands are also a rishon l'tumah. The time is Yodayim l'yuskhilas. This is Rabbi Akiva. He treats his hands as a rishon l'tumah, similar to if this person would have touched the tumah himself, not only touched the person that touched the tumah. Chachamim liyishmi. If the chachamim say also over here, this is only tumah yodayim. All tumah yodayim according to the chachamim are shaming l'tumah. Amuloy, Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham asked Rabbi Akiva, Heichel Matzinus Yodayim Tchila, the Cholmokim, where do we find in the hands of Tchila? We have all other Chacham's Chachamim, Yodayim Ashniyas. Amulem, he said, Chiech Eshelem Liyo is Tchila, Erem Ke Nitma Gufa. You're right, that generally I agree with you, that his hands can't be a Rishon Matzum unless his entire body became Tali, then if a person touched an Abatum, his entire body becomes a Rishon Matzum. Chutz Mizet, but these are the only two exceptions to the rule, which I hold. It was a special gzeira that they were tamei yodayim and treated them as a rishon l'tumah. Now we're going to other situations that are tamei yodayim. His hands become shniyos l'tumah. Ha'oichlim v'akeilim shenitnu b'mashkim. Food or keilim that became tamei through mashkim tameiim midrabbonon. So these keilim tamei as the yodayim liyos shniyos. Did Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yeshua holds that this is Matama's hands and makes them into a shniyah to be touched these food or kalim that became tummy through mashkim. Even though generally if you touch tummy food, it is not Matama you, because the food is only a region of tumah at most, and that's not Matama a person. So they made a takonos chachamim. The chachamim aimim Eshenitma be'ava tumah metame es yodayim. If lara tumah in metame es yodayim, they differentiate. If this food became tumah by the fact that it touched an ava tumah, the tumah itself, like a dead animal, dead person, whatever it may be, then they will go into that if you touch this type of food, it's metame in your hands. But if the food itself became tumah only through touching some other food or liquid, in which case the thing that was in the Talmud was only a Rishon Tumah at most, which is a Vlad Tumah, the second level of Tumah, then if you touch that food, even though that food is Tumah, even if you're abundant, it's not Matama your hands. Oh, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Maisa V'Yisha Atas. We're going to look at a story of a woman, Shabbat Tumah Abba, she came in front of his father. Oh, Melot, she told him, Nichnasu Yodala Abik Licheris. The hands went into the ear space of a jug that was made out of pottery. All my law, he asked her, Viti, Uvamer Hoysa Tumasa, how was it tummy? Was it tummy because there was an abatum inside of it, or was it tummy because only it got tummy through these mashkim tumeim, these tummy liquids, which is only a vladatumma? The law shematum al-mula. I didn't hear what she answered him. But from the fact that Rabbi Gamliel asked the question, we have a proof from over here that she didn't have a tumah matami yadam. It's a proof to our opinion that it depends how your hand, how the kli became tummy. Because if it wouldn't make a difference how the kli became tummy, why was Rabbi Gamliel asking this woman how it became tummy? Must be he was asking whether it was mitame nitna with an avatuma or a blatatuma.